Hello, and welcome to episode 9 of the Beyond Time and Space podcast. This episode's title is The Dude, the Russian, and the Ultimate Showdown. We are recording on Saturday, November the 30th, 2024, and this will cover the events from Galactic Wrestling on November 25th, Titans on November 27th, and Paragons on November 29th. We're going to start by getting into some roster movements that have happened over the last week. Basically, only one thing really did happen was Snake Eyes was benched from Paragons to make room for a newcomer there that we will get into later. We are also short by one men's tag team. I would prefer folks join up and all that stuff, but we may actually wait until trying to create a 12th tag team until after our 5-year show at WrestleMania 5. We'll have about 2 weeks of a break and such that will let me do some planning, rearrangements, and see if people still want the wrestlers and all that stuff. So anyways, if you are interested in joining with a wrestler or second wrestler, or if you want to have your wrestler or wrestlers create a tag team, please let me know on Discord. Okay, let's get into what happened at Galactic Wrestling on Monday, November the 25th. We had Thomas Wolfridge winning the men's gauntlet, basically drew the best position he possibly could by coming in last and defeated Gabriel Slay, but then did wind up losing to Colonel Rivera for Rivera's first defense of the men's net title. We were looking to see if Damian Jade would have been able to win a rematch shot, and he was not able to. I think he drew like third or fourth, so he had a bit of a uphill battle there. We also had Violet Raven winning the Women's Battle Royal. She eliminated Maddie Hunter, Arlandi, and Diana Wonder, and then eventually wound up losing to Baby Firefly for Firefly's second defense of the Women's Internet title. Okay, moving on to Wednesday's Titans show. This was on Wednesday, November the 27th. We pretty much only have one huge thing to talk about here, is that we had our first ever male versus female match. We had Sergeant Rosa Rivera taking on Pretty Boy Amario. It was pretty neat to see it. Oh, I never thought that we'd be able to see this ever. But let's get into why these two fought. Basically, there had been some things going on between Pretty Boy Amario and Baby Firefly, where Baby Firefly was being a guest referee in a lot of Amario's matches. And Amario decided to flip the script, where he would appear as a special guest referee in a match between Baby Firefly and Sergeant Rosa Rivera. During the course of the match, it looked like a good two count. Sergeant Rivera got up and speared Amario. And we've covered this before. She thought it was three. He said it was two. Videotape shows that it was a good count. So it was a two. And Amario rightly DQ'd Sergeant Rivera, who lost that match. Now, because of this, we decided, you know what? These two wanted to fight. So let them fight. We found a way and we got them into the ring to take on each other. Because usually the only time that you can get men versus women is during a mixed tag team match. And in those cases, it's basically if a man tags in a woman, then on the other team, the woman also comes in. You can never get a man to actually fight the woman. Now, with these two fighting, what would have happened if Amario had won? Would he have been put into the women's championship match, just like any other woman that would have beaten the champion? We don't know, because in the end, it didn't matter. Sergeant Rosa Rivera won the match, pinning Pretty Boy Amario. Now, if we had it our way, we would not have any separate men and women's titles. We just have one champion, one tag team champion, one, like, we would not split everybody up. However, due to technical limitations in the space-time continuum, we're not able to do this yet. Perhaps sometime in the future. Rounding out the week was Paragons on Friday, November the 29th, just yesterday. We had the debut of The Large Lebowski. The dude abides. He made a successful debut, obliterating Ned Flanders. Usually these matches I'm pretty worried about, but it seemed like The Large Lebowski did pretty well, and he will be appearing in Galactic Wrestling on next Friday, December the 6th, for a shot at pulling a Zinda. During the same show on Paragons, we had a match between Elizaveta Usov and Svetlana Borochev, former friends, former tag team partners. This was a result from Usov betraying her friend during a match. Basically, Usov had come out to Borochev's side to help her and then wound up turning around and attacking her, leaving Borochev stunned, shocked, and she wound up losing the match. This is not the first time we had heard of Usov doing bad things, but we had never seen it firsthand. This was the first time that we had seen anything firsthand, and it was a shock too. So we decided to have Usov take on Borochev in the next Paragon show, which leads us up to where we are. We had heard before the match, though, Usov had been talking in Russian to somebody over subspace. We don't know who that was. It was also third hand. It was not an official report. Nothing confirmed. So we don't really know if that was true or not. However, when it came time for their match, Usov appeared no longer as Usov. She appeared back in her former glory as Lady Red. She apparently has fully embraced the ways of the past. She was asked after the match why she decided to go back to Lady Red, and Lady Red had replied that Usov was a mistake and her pursuits were wrong and it needed correcting. So it seems like there is no Usov, there is only Lady Red. Unfortunately for Borochev, Usov slash Lady Red came on out and basically annihilated Borochev, winning the match, beating her up after, and walking away with a huge grin on her face. We've heard some news of what could be coming up for Lady Red, and we'll get into that in our next segment. So coming up for next week, on Monday, December the 2nd at 1 p.m., we have Eclipse. We are going to be leading off with a women's SGWF title shot. Best 2 out of 3 falls. Sergeant Rosa Rivera will be defending the title against Lady Red, who apparently has forced a lurker reward cash-in, which does allow for a big belt title shot. You cannot purchase these. You can only win them from the lurker reward. And apparently that is what it's going to be used for. Lady Red's back and she is taking her shot at Sergeant Rivera's title right off the bat. There is no waiting. She's come back and she's going to the top, apparently. Hopefully Rivera will be able to stop her. We also have the main event at Eclipse will be a cage match, best 2 out of 3 falls, submissions only between Diana Wonder and Sarka Rose. That should finish off their little back and forth little series that they've had. On Wednesday, December the 4th, we are unsure of the start time because I am getting stuff done to our car, and it depends on timing and all that. But the plan is still about 1 o'clock. It may be earlier, it may be later. It will, you'll have to take a look at Discord. We will notify everyone as soon as possible. As soon as we know, you will know. Finishing out the week, Friday, December the 6th at 1 p.m., we'll have Galactic Wrestling. That will be the end of Universe Mode Week 3. We'll have the Women's Gauntlet. The winner of that will take on Baby Firefly, looking to defend the internet title for the third time. And we'll have the Men's Battle Royal. We'll have the Large Lebowski attempting to pull a Zinda, taking on Colonel Rivera for the Men's Net title, looking to defend that for the second time. But Lebowski's got to win the Battle Royal first. That is pretty much it for the week. I guess the other news is for the month of December, we are doing Christmas gift giveaways instead of our lurker giveaways for every stream. You will be able to pick a box. You will win the prize that's inside. Basically, if you've won one gift, you can't win again, so we can spread the love out as much as possible. However, if we have a stream with low viewership, which is certainly a thing, and everyone's already won, then you could win again. As always, if you would like to submit anything for the show, communications may be sent via subspace. That is our preferred method. However, if you really need to, you can go to Discord and send me a DM with your message or audio clip. Please keep it relatively PG and under a minute or so. We will try our best to get it on the next show. So that's pretty much it for episode 9. We should be back next week to record episode 10. And we'll see what happens as we continue on towards our 5-year show at WrestleMania 5 on Sunday, December the 22nd, 2024. I hope to see everyone there. And I wish you all a great week. And we'll talk to you next Saturday. This podcast is copyright 2024 and is property of the SGWF and may not be copied, altered, or retransmitted without express permission from us.